This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. And today I'm talking with Neil Williams. He's a farmer in Newton, Kansas. Neil, could you fill us in a little bit on how crops are doing in your area currently?
Sure. Right now, everybody, if they're not done cutting corn, why, we're hard at it. The yields have varied quite a bit in some places. Where we got rain, we're bouncing around the 100 yield area. The tougher ground where we didn't get as much moisture, oh, it's been anywhere from 50 to 70. So, but all in all, we're pretty happy with that. This is running in our third year of drought, and after last year where we was in the 15 bushel range, why, we're really thrilled to have what we've got. We came within one rain of having a really good crop, but for us here, why, I think we're all pretty happy with what we're getting out of it. We're as dry as what we really was. There's milo that's out there. We don't have a lot of milo, but we do have some. I keep thinking that maybe I should have planted some, but then the stalks are getting weak and some of it's falling over, and that's just not much fun when we got to go out there and pick it up off the ground. But the yields look like it would be about the same, kind of where it got the rains, and looks pretty good, but some of it where it didn't, it's not near as good. The soybeans here, that luckily they still look pretty green. We've gone through some really hot stress on them, and some of the double crop I've seen, I counted 3 pods on them, and where they got rain, the pods looked much better. I don't know if we got some more rain, if it has enough time to go ahead and yield pretty good or not. I don't have any beans out this year, but it sure looks like we're going to get some last year. The double crop beans last year, most of them didn't even get cut because it was in the 1 to 2 bushel range. So at least we can have something out there to go cut this year and be better than last year.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. At least you got some rain out that way this year.
Yeah, we did. There's right in our area, it seemed like the rains would come at us. They'd split and then go around Harvey County and come back together back over in Butler County, and you don't have to go very far really any direction, and the crops look quite a bit better. So, but for some reason they would just split every time it got to our area, but at least we did get some to kind of keep the plants going.
When do you expect you'll probably be finishing up with the corn harvest then in that area?
There's some that are already done. I think it'll probably be Tuesday, Wednesday of next week before I get done. We've got about 500 to 600 acres left to cut. So right now it's running really good. Everything's dry, and we just got a rain last weekend, and that didn't do the corn any good, but it's sure helping to get the wheat ground in condition.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear on the wheat side. Well, thanks for sharing that with us today, Neil. This has been Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum.